The Autumn Aloft launch events will take place at the North 40 Fields on Saturday and Sunday morning. Misha Ross explains the day's activities.
The balloons launch between 8 and 9 a.m. We have up to 2 dozen balloons coming. They take off there at the North 40 Fields, and then they go on their flights. Saturday evening on Historic Main Street between 4th and 5th Streets, we typically have a candlestick event, which includes 8 baskets without the balloon or envelope. It gives you the opportunity to kind of peek under the hood and see how powerful those flames are. That takes place around 8 p.m., so we want it to be nice and dark so you can really kind of see the flames. And it's one of those things that you don't quite grasp until you see it for yourself. So we definitely recommend checking that out.
Ross says their most common question is how someone can ride in the balloons.
The way to get a balloon ride is to sponsor the event. I think we're full for this year, but if that's something you're interested in, we're always interested in talking to sponsors. We're also still looking for volunteers. So if you want to really get in there and really understand how balloons work, the volunteers actually crew the balloon and really learn a lot about it. So it's kind of fun. The third thing I want to mention is that balloon events are weather dependent. You mentioned the breezy conditions. Just pay attention to social media, and if the winds continue, we'll do our best to get the balloons off the ground, but safety is always our number one priority, and if it's too windy, then we'll have to make those decisions each morning. But Sunday is certainly looking good, and we have our fingers crossed that the winds calm down.
If you want to volunteer or learn more about the event, you can visit Autumn Aloft's website. Park City Special Events Facilitator Chris Finney tells those who want to view the balloons where to park.
All the parking for the events on Saturday and Sunday morning will be taking place over at the high school at the Dozier Field, the Eccles lot, as well as the middle school lot there. There'll be some signage if the lots are full. Recommend not parking in the residential, park in parking lots.
Finney says Main Street will also see a detour Saturday night between 4th and 5th Streets. Parking rates in China Bridge and the surface lots will be the regular scheduled rates. Finney also previewed a few other events to look out for this weekend.
We have our Park City Trail Series that's out at Quinns Junction in the Round Valley Trails. That happens in the morning from 6 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then on Sunday, we have Park City Market again. So from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. down Lower Main Street. This is the second to last weekend, so come on out and take advantage of that. And then later in the afternoon, Tour de Suds will be going on. So from Cell City Park, there'll be a mountain bike race that goes to the top of Guardsman's Pass. That'll run about 10 a.m. to 2 p.m.
That's Chris Finney, Park City Special Events Facilitator. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.